Zoe breathed a sigh of relief as she approached the ornate iron gates spanning the entrance of the large estate. She'd made it here. Now, would they let her in when she was arriving 5 hours late? She pulled her drooping shoulders back and advanced to the speaker, limping painfully in shoes that had not been designed to walk the 20-mile trek she'd had when her car had overheated by the side of the road, very far from here. Zoe pressed the speak button and waited. "Dr. Richards' residence, may I help you?" answered a strong, polite man's voice.
"Good evening. I'm afraid I've been terribly delayed in arriving. My name is Zoe Geller, and I had an appointment to speak with Dr. Richards at 2 o'clock p.m. Would it be possible for me to speak with him now?"
Zoe asked with a hopeful tone. "I'm sorry. Dr. Richards is not receiving applicants this evening. You will have to call to reschedule your appointment tomorrow," the voice declared with finality. Zoe heard the speaker click off. Her thin shoulders sagged back into the miserable position they had occupied for all the miles throughout the long walk. Just her luck for the weather to decide to settle on gentle spring showers all day. She was soaked through to her skin, and now, after the sun had set, the brisk spring air was becoming distinctively cold. Zoe shivered and looked for a place to get out of the rain while she decided what to do, now that all hope of making it in time to have an interview had evaporated. The entrance to the estate was free of sheltering trees, probably a wise security move. The only small area of covered space was the nook under the security speaker and camera. She turned around and wiggled her body, bottom first, into that space. Barely. She fit, though, and she was out of the rain for a little while. She hugged her knees to her chest and tugged her skirt over her shins to conserve her body heat. Dropping her head to her knees, she debated her best move. Her feet were torn and blistered in her shoes. Would she be able to walk back to town? If she stayed here tonight, there was the possibility that she could get an interview with Dr. Richards tomorrow, if he would forgive her for missing her appointment. Should she take her car breaking down as a sign that she shouldn't have come for an interview? This was definitely not her regular waitressing job that she'd done since she was 15. She'd met John and Cicely at the diner where she worked. John was a tall, handsome gentleman who was obviously very successful with his business. He wore suits that, even to Zoe's inexperienced eye, were custom-made to fit his wide, strong shoulders. Cicely was a short, chubby woman who bubbled with enthusiasm and a childlike enjoyment of life. It was obvious from the beginning that these two had a different relationship. John made all the decisions and took care of Cicely in all ways, ordering her meals, cutting up her food, making her drink the milk he always ordered for her. Cicely dressed more as a child than an adult woman, in short, ruffled dresses with socks and flat shoes, or in leggings and a long, colorful shirt, often decorated with juvenile designs of kittens or toys. The fitted and ruffled clothing seemed to hint that she wore something padded under her clothing. Cicely always held John's hand when they weren't seated and was never out of his eyesight. The couple made the other waitresses nervous, so Zoe always volunteered to wait on them. She liked the eccentric couple. They obviously loved each other. It warmed Zoe's heart to see John so concerned in taking care of Cicely, even when he acted more like Cicely's father than her husband. Even Zoe was a little concerned when Cicely received the steely-eyed stare and warning of, "Little girl, you need to behave, or there will be consequences," when she was bouncing too energetically around on the bench seat or refusing to drink her milk as directed. Zoe had gotten friendly with the couple over the last few months. Last week,
Cicely had blurted out that she thought Zoe should apply to be the companion of her doctor, Dr. Richards.